The Bonesetter's Daughter, an emotional novel written by Amy Tan, illuminates the hardships of minority relationships while immersing the reader in 369 pages of heart-wrenching drama. Ruth, a Chinese-American ghostwriter, is the protagonist of the story. Ruth resides with her boyfriend of 10 years, Art, and his two daughters, Dory and Tia. Ruth often finds herself exhausted and misunderstood, as time and familiarity have created an emotional barrier between herself and Art. As the novel progresses, Tan introduces Ruth's mother into the story, Lu Ling, who struggles with the paralyzing effects of dementia. Ruth and Lu Ling share a strained and distant relationship, which is revealed to the reader through many emotionally tense interactions. Lu Ling, a widow Chinese immigrant, is the perplexing second main character of the novel. The story switches between two narrations, Ruth's narration and Lu Ling's narration, told through Chinese manuscripts. Through the reading of the manuscripts, both Ruth and the reader arrive to a clearer understanding of two things: why there is an emotional separation between Ruth and her mother, and how Lu Ling's emotional distance came to be. As the novel closes, Ruth uses her newfound knowledge to amend the barrier between her and Lu Ling, while teaching Lu Ling how to love and to love better. Amy Tan utilizes a short style of writing. The Bonesetter's Daughter lacks complex sentences but immerses the reader with quaint descriptions and well-formulated metaphors that capture the rawness of both Lu Ling and Ruth. Tan uses a climactic writing approach, with the beginning of the story progressing rather slowly, with several chapters serving as an overview of Ruth's life while foreshadowing key problems in Ruth's future that help to create the structure of the novel. Tan inserted a propelling sentence on page 167 of the book. She said, "Dementia was like a truth serum." Through this quote, Tan unveils a hard truth. The deterioration of life uncovers the roots of all secrets. Because of this quote, I began to form an intimate relationship between my own experiences and the broken bond between Ruth and Lu Ling. With few words, Tan managed to create and give life to two of the most complex literary characters that I have come across. Ruth and Lu Ling are very layered, and it becomes almost impossible to remember that they are in fact fictional. The redundancy of Ruth's self-empathy, paired with her almost distasteful liking for distant affection, causes the reader to form a paradoxical opinion towards her. A large portion of me wanted to love Ruth, but her actions made it almost impossible to do so. Lu Ling, Ruth's bitterly depressed mother, can be very easily liked after her background is explained. Lu Ling carries around a bitter stick, but her manuscripts aid in the forgiveness of her hostility towards both man and herself. Tan provides a very clear background setting, with the reader promptly knowing that the story takes place in 1990s San Francisco, and with each transition of era and place, the reader is made completely aware. Tan's vernacular is quaint and easily understood. The novel lacks perplexing sentences and words. Though the novel is simply written, Tan still creates a perplexed storyline with a double narration that forces the reader to be completely immersed in each page. After all, Bei Yubomi says, "What is the past but what we choose to remember?" This is a prime example of a powerful quote that allows the reader to dwell on Lu Ling's brutal past while using small words to drive a big point. Amy Tan's The Bonesetter's Daughter is a powerful read for those who are seeking a deeper understanding of minority dynamics. I recommend this book to all groups, however, each reader will interpret Tan's writing differently. The impact received among each reader will vary, depending on their background. Though there are no concrete parental concerns within this novel, I do advise that each reader emotionally prepare themselves for the hardships that lie within the pages of The Bonesetter's Daughter. Thanks for listening to the Rutland Reader Review. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. You can learn more about Rutland on Twitter at @RHSCanes.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.
Disclaimer: the views, opinions, and beliefs expressed in this podcast are those of the guest hosts and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Rutland High School administration and staff, the Bibb County School District, or any of their sponsors. Any content provided by our guest speakers are of their opinion and is not intended to malign any author, text, religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.